This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Welcome to Albania. Leaving Frankfurt was easy and painless, even in the early dark rush hour. My kind host accompanied me all the way until I had my ticket in hand at the counter in the giant airport. It may not have been necessary, but it was nice to simply be a sheep in a herd on my way rather than trying to figure out which train, which stop, and the whole shebang. I was encouraged in Germany. Exciting possibilities and an exciting time in the country for organizing. Getting in and out of Tirana, the capital of Albania, isn't easy. I had thoroughly investigated buses and trains, both from Frankfurt and then ongoing to my next destination in Sofia, Bulgaria. I'm exaggerating to say that you can't get there from here, but it isn't easy for sure. There were no direct trains, and any that would take you in or out would take you forever and in peculiar and circuitous routes through Greece or other countries. Buses were the same. It was almost as if they would stop in the middle, give up the ghost in Skopje, Macedonia, and hope someone would come fetch you someday in the future, depending on snow and the mountain passes. So the only easy option is flying, and in that case, it's a puddle jump to end up in the capital of Slovenia, which is spelled L-J-U-B-L-J-A-N-A, and may or may not be pronounced Ljubljana. The Frankfurters laid down a challenge for the next time we meet for me to spell Ljubljana, which will be easy, so thankfully they didn't bet me on saying it correctly. On the other hand, the flight, even though bumpy, into Slovenia was gorgeous. Looking out the window for miles, there were row after row of beautiful, jagged, dragon-teeth, snow-covered mountains until we landed in the plain where the small capital is situated. We left the plane, went through passport control, and then were at the gate to Albania without having to re-enter security, which seemed strange, but given that half of the waiting crowd for various gates was composed of the military, no one seemed to mind. Landing in the rain and wind, I have no clear idea of Tirana yet. We made it through traffic to one of the inner road loops that circle the city center like rings of Saturn, though that wasn't exactly the description of the experience. There had been protest and road blocking on a main road into town. The government wants to expand the road, but the problem of confused property rights given the on-again, off-again rule under communism and now the current socialist government meant that many had been living for decades, not exactly as squatters, but without title and facing counterclaims from previous owners. Now everyone is in the same stew as the government exercises eminent domain and feels the need to compensate no one. The protests are at 5 p.m. every workday evening on the highway. Once the clouds clear and we get around and about, we'll try to sort out what is really happening in Albania. For now, we're as confused about up and down and all around as the government and these beleaguered and now homeless families are. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.